Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
You said, do we use any?
No, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. So just to be sure we're presenting everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Black, all right. Thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will definitely vote.
All right. So would you mind sharing your age?
44.
44. All right. Thank you. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 elections for like president and Congress are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
As the same.
About the same. All right. So what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
That's a way to let your voice be heard.
It's a way to let your voice be heard. All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm not sure yet.
All right, no worries. So, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm kind of neutral. He has his good moments, and there are moments that I disagree with, so I'm pretty neutral.
All right, so would you say you strongly approve or you somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
I'm sorry?
Dissatisfied.
All right. Thank you. So in your opinion, would you say that economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse. It's hard to buy a house these days.
All right. So thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You can choose up to two options if you would like. So stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, bringing in new leadership, making change with the first woman of color president, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, not going back to the Trump years of division and chaos, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, combating the rise of white supremacy, growing opportunities for everyone to get ahead and thrive.
And you said which of those?
Yes.
Definitely those focusing on the economy and healthcare.
All right. So would you say like maybe tackling inflation? And I believe that would be the only one that I mentioned that would have to do with that.
Okay.
So
would that
be the only one?
And protecting women's rights.
All right. And protecting women's rights. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 0 means you basically don't like them, a 100 means you do like them, and a 50 is neutral. And the first person is Joe Biden.
50.
All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
40.
All right. What about J.D. Vance?
I Not sure who that is.
All right, no worries. What about Project 2025?
Zero.
All right. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero. All right. Democrats in Congress?
About 50.
About 50. All right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Same, about 50.
Kamala Harris?
About 75.
75, all right. And what about Jill Stein?
I'm not sure who that is either.
All right, no worries. So, I know it's a long way off, but if elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
I don't know yet. I'd rather not say.
All right, no worries. So, if they weren't being held today, and if it was strictly just in between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, for who would you vote for?
Kamala.
Kamala, all right, thank you. So, and what do you need to, like, hear more from the candidates in order to be able to make a choice instead of, like, being undecided?
Well, again, you know, things dealing with inflation and women's rights and...
All right, so would you say that?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So would you say that to be more convinced about who to vote? You would want to know their policies and how they would deal with inflation and women's rights?
And education. I have two children, education. So, yeah.
All right, thank you. So knowing their policies and how they'll deal with inflation and women's rights and education. All right, perfect. Thank you. So have you recently, like, read or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's recently been doing?
Honestly, no. I haven't really paid too much attention.
All right.
Just a little, not too much. So as far as everything in detail, no.
All right. So from what you, like, read, heard, or seen recently about him, does this make you more favorable towards him or less favorable?
Less favorable.
Much less or somewhat less?
Pretty much the same as before. I didn't vote for him last time and probably won't vote for him again.
All right. So would you say much less favorable then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about Donald Trump and that it has made you less favorable towards him?
I really can't get too much into that. I have about 3 more minutes to spare. I'm heading into dinner.
All right, no worries. Well, would you be okay if we could call you later? Although we are about 60% done, so we are almost done. There's only, like, a few more questions left. So would you want to stay, or would you rather if we could call you later?
You said this is a paid survey?
No, it is not. I'm so sorry. It is not a paid survey.
Oh, well, yeah, you can just call me later then.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ben. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.